Thanksgiving is 2 days away and the town is running amok. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is Diamond.
Diamond? That's Diamond. Your pre-Thanksgiving name?
That's right. I think we all need to sparkle our best at the holidays, don't you, Paul?
That's not exactly where I go when I hear the name Diamond, but...
You don't? You don't go to West 47th Street where you bought your ex-wife her first and most important diamond?
Well, I go a little bit... My thoughts are a little bit south of 47th Street, more like the old 42nd Street in the good old days.
The triple X?
Exactly, area? Diamond.
What? Diamond? Oh, like Diamond Girl.
Don't sing anymore.
Don't sing.
I don't need to pay for that, especially before Thanksgiving, especially paying for all of the groceries.
Just two or three bars.
Now, let me ask you a question. Diamond, who will be coming to your Thanksgiving feast this year? And more importantly, will you be wearing the present I bought you from the consignment store during the week?
So we are not hosting Thanksgiving. We're going to a good friend's in Townsdale, New York.
Gotcha.
And I don't think that they would appreciate me wearing those nipple Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer things. First of all, they're Catholic.
Right.
And they celebrate Christmas. And I think they might be offended if I sat at their Thanksgiving table with big Rudolph nipples.
How could anyone be offended by a Rudolph nipple? That's getting right from Thanksgiving to the Christmas spirit. I would think that they would be really happy.
I feel like it's a little bit maybe mocking.
Oh, you think so?
A little bit, don't you?
No, I don't. All right, if you're not going to wear it there, will you wear it to the turkey trot? Because this year I'm going, and I'm sure you're going to be right next to me. So I'll wear a Community News shirt, and you can wear the reindeer boob. What do you say?
Well, no, I don't think I can do that, Paul. I think I'll get arrested in Townport at the turkey trot if I wear those.
If you get arrested, think about all the Community News press we'll get. It would be national at that point.
Oh, that is true. That is true. But people are getting arrested these days for just about anything. I'm a little nervous to wear reindeer. I'm a little nervous to wear reindeer boob to the turkey trot. I'm nervous that they'll say it's too pornographic for a PG event.
I'd say the odds of you showing up are less than you wearing the thing if you do show up. Let's put it that way.
You know what? You are really smart. That's true. Isn't it like 5 a.m? Didn't we try this last year?
Yes.
And we were already done with the race before I was like out of my house.
You didn't show up. My kids didn't show up. My ex-wife didn't show up. I was left abandoned to run by myself, as I'm sure it's going to be this year again.
You know, if it wasn't at 5 a.m., I would turkey trot along. I mean, I would turkey stroll behind your turkey trot. But I need it to be at like 11 a.m. 5 a.m. is way too early, especially, I mean, it's a holiday. I've got food to get together to bring as a gift.
Well, I think that may be your job for next year then, is getting together a turkey trot more in the afternoon when everybody's getting ready to go to a relative's house to eat.
Right.
You'll be having a turkey trot of one at that point.
But mine will be like a turkey stroll.
So you won't be at the turkey trot.
No. I won't even be in town. I'll actually be in New York. So you'll be holding down the Townport Community News position while I am over state lines.
Okay. So will you be back, though, for the Black Friday sale on Main Street? All the local stores are having blowout sales. I know Byron at the consignment store is going to be letting things go left and right. So will you be back for Black Friday or no? Or are you going to stay in New York and do your shopping over there and be a traitor to our fair city?
I'm never a traitor to Townport.
Okay,
never,
good.
Ever. I am a loyal Townport cult member.
Well, you're a traitor to it on Thanksgiving Day. You're leaving Townport, the birthplace of Thanksgiving, I think, right? Or no? I don't know. Am I close?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of Mayflower ties. You know?
Okay.
So I never participate in Black Friday. To me, that's just a really ridiculous concept to get you to spend money. I would never go to a store on the most crowded day of this. You know how I can't stand having crowds and too much noise. There's no way. So I don't ever shop on Black Friday. I don't do it online. Nothing. Not to mention, lately, I'm on a not buying things kick.
Okay, so basically you're blowing off the turkey trot. You're blowing off Black Friday. Do you even live in this town anymore? I mean, what is going on with you? Come on, you got to do something to support the town. What's going on?
Hey, Paul, you sound like those mean women that every time I get on an airplane to go away for a couple days, try to kick me out of all the town groups. Of course I still live in this town.
Okay, I'll give you one last chance.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Day, are you going to the town parade?
Yes.
You will be?
I'm going to. Did I not tell you they asked me to be on a float?
I was going to ask you that. No, I didn't get asked.
So, okay, this is awkward. I thought maybe I would tell you before we got on the air, and I didn't know how to break it to you because this is so awkward. I was asked to be on a float, and I did say, you know what? I'm part of a podcast, and I'm like Abbott and Costello. I'm in a partnership. I can't just be on a float alone. I want to be with my podcast partner. But here's the problem. The float has nothing to do with our extravaganza media show and us being, you know, local celebrities and international Reykjavik celebrities. The float is for the crinkly food diet plan. And they asked me to ride on that float. And I mistakenly said yes when I thought they were asking me as Sasha, the co-host of Community News Podcast. So now I'm going to be standing up there, you know, like Kirstie Alley when she was doing the Weight Watchers commercials, but she had gained all the weight back.
Right. Okay, so you're the before?
Well, I mean, I think they think I'm an after, but they haven't seen me lately. They don't realize I've been eating like a pig. The fried chicken, as you know, I've gained a lot of it back. So I'm going to be a before, but they think I'm an after, which is just so bizarre because, as you know, like, I mean, I really don't want to stand on a float about weight loss to begin with, but I said yes when I thought they were asking me as Community News Podcast.
You know what? At first I was offended, but now that I hear the story, I'm going to the parade.
Well, aren't you happy? I mean, in this past year, we've accomplished so much as a show, and then we've accomplished so much individually. You have become the new Jack LaLanne. You do Pilates. You do turkey trots. You walk 20,000 steps a day. I lost 40 pounds, then I gained back 50, and I'm at the opposite end of the fitness spectrum.
All right. So as a last story, people are up in arms. The concession stand at the beach, the place that I hate more than any place else in Townport, is finally closing. Good riddance. You would think that the Pope had died with the outrage that's going on in the city.
Yeah. I once talked about the place down at the beach, you know, Mikey's. I was seeing everybody was going nuts about the fact that they're leaving. I mean, they've been there 31 years or 35 years. And, you know, that's nice. We all have nostalgia. My son said, everybody's just upset because they have nostalgia around it. They're not upset because a place that sells them a $17 hot dog and fries is moving on. I mean, maybe they'll even get a place that sells more healthy food, right?
So much. I could care less. Good riddance to it. And all you people who are complaining about it, just shut the hell up.
It was shocking to see how upset people were over this. I mean, nobody likes change is what I think it comes down to,
right?
Which ties into our last story, because whether we like it or not, changes are a coming. We talk about escape rooms, we talk about painting by the numbers, and now we've got a new extravaganza.
A new one. I have not gone yet. We are going together. Axe throwing has come to Townport. One of our vacant storefronts now has axe throwing. They're applying for a liquor license just to complete the entire thing. It's going to be amazing.
Disaster. That sounds like a police blotter waiting to happen. Axe throwing and alcohol.
Right. So do you think that the people who are outraged about the last story about the beach place closing will want to go take out their aggression at the axe place? You see,
yes.
I could be a marketer for these guys.
Exactly. Well, some of them are blaming the town and the property and zoning, saying that they should give the concession reduced rent. So I think if you were to say that you were going to have certain town officials there, that would bring them all out because they would take out their aggression. I'm also a little concerned with so much domestic violence. I'm a little concerned that people do this as a date night and the guy will act like the axe accidentally slipped, or I didn't know I had such a good arm still since high school.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm glad you don't go anyplace super dark.
No, I'm serious. I'm worried there's going to be another uptick in domestic violence with the axe throwing. That was the first thing I thought when I saw it. Is that morose of me?
No, but the first thing I thought is I've seen how people drive cars in this town. If I want to be anywhere near them when they're throwing an axe, you're out of your mind.
Exactly.
You know what? I take it back. I'm not going to the axe throwing place. You can go by yourself if you want to check it out. I don't want to be axed to death.
Well, we could stay in the back, like in some protective glass or something.
There is no way.
The axe throwing, I can't believe this is becoming a national phenomenon. I mean, people really are bored. You've got to admit. I mean, we've gone from rock climbing, escape rooms, painting by the numbers to axe throwing. What's next?
I can't wait to see what's next. All I know is I'm going to limber up for the turkey trot where you won't be. I will be at the parade cheering you on your weight loss float, as always. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I'm going to be on a weight loss float. Like, of all things, how did I get myself into this?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My name is Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving, community. My name is Diamond.
Diamond, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Paul, I hope you and your whole extended family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we love you, community.
I'll see you at the parade. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.